Hey, Liza, what did you ask me?
About the Byzantine Empire, Ion said Babylon needed some place to go. What does that mean, Babylon needed some place to go?
You couldn't destroy it without replacing it with something because you weren't going to undo it. You weren't going to not make it be. You weren't going to take all of Prussia and Asia and make it as though it were not, just like they did on the Island of Lost. You're not going to do that. Then you got to have a smoke monster. Then Bob's got to watch 99 damn seasons 3 times to figure out where the smoke monster came to, went to, landed in, who had the cork. Was it cork? Why was it cork? Why did he age? Why did they not age? Why did they get on certain airplanes and they disappear? Then they didn't remember there was even a loss. And once they go through this part, they don't know nothing. Do you realize the insanity that Bob had to go through just to figure out that that damn church was a figment of his imagination that allowed him to see that those people really weren't there and they didn't go down the cork hole and they didn't chunk it in the bucket. They're the ones that went down the little tube chute. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that at all. But if you just eviscerate all of Prussia, you got to make a hole. And you made a hole, you got to fill it with something. If you fill it with something, then you got to like what you fill it with. If you don't like what you fill it with, now you've done away with something terrible and ended up with Constantinople, which is even worse.
Okay, let me tell you this.
For 1,125 years,
Liza,
this went on.
I'm muting you. Eliza, Venice, we talked about last week or earlier last night how Venice got wiped out by 1799 by Napoleon, so then the oligarchy had already for a couple hundred years been spreading around the rest of Europe. He's asking, you know, when the Byzantine Empire collapses, the Byzantine oligarchs have to go somewhere. They've got wealth, you know, they can buy themselves. So what was the question? Where did they go, says Ion? So where did they go, Ion?
Istanbul.
Okay. Isn't that Constantinople? That's the same place, Ion.
That's what we just said.
So they didn't leave Ion?
No.
Oh. I wish they would be like the Venetians and head over to Paris or London.
Sell diamonds to ridiculous people, yeah.
Okay, back to you, Eliza.
Byzantine Empire is sometimes referred to as the Eastern Roman Empire, like Ion said. It was a continuation of the Roman Empire in the East during late antiquity and in the Middle Ages, when its capital city was Constantinople.
You're the most beautiful reader of all readers, but what you're missing is that in Bias, the town of Megara, near Athens, they consulted the oracle of Apollo at Delphi. Now you're going to start to connect the mainland to Greece, and it was overpopulating. Now, the only words that were spoken was opposite the blind.
Hand signals for the blind. A clue that Ophanel has
opposite
the blind.
I know, I'm just saying it's very close to hand signals for the blind.
That's in the Bosphorus Strait, Bob.
The Bosphorus Strait.
That's like an inside strait with a royal flush, if you are the king's flush.
It's boss for us. Ophanel was one of the greatest bosses in history. He was for the people. He was for his employees. He worked for them. He gave them gigs. They built castles. They build empires. They develop Christmas to the magnificent phenomenon it is today.
So Greece is somehow tied into this too, Ion. But when you said the only words that were spoken were opposite the blind, were the words that were spoken, were they opposite the blind, or those words were spoken, quote-unquote, opposite the blind?
Chalcedon.
Is that a place in Greece?
Chalcedon. Asia Minor.
Isn't it a stone?
No, Chalcedon. They did it later. But it's the name of Asia Minor. And Greasy. It's Greasy Bum.
Yeah,
we're not getting anywhere.
I do
not see where you're going, Eliza.
We told you where she was going. We was taking her right back to the bowels of the Byzantine Empire. We was going to show her how the Ottoman got up in her boho. It's going to be good.
is the Byzantine also the Ottoman? Interchangeable?
Yeah. If you go through Hellenes, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Bob, the Byzantine Empire was sometimes called the Eastern Roman Empire, and in the 6th century A.D., they continued to exist for an additional 1,000 years until it fell to the Ottoman Turks in 1453.
So, you're just causing information overload so far. I'm marking you. It's like marking pages.
For 685 years before that, the Megara of Attica founded a little place called Carthage.
So, Eliza, what is the bigger picture here? How does this relate back to me? It has to come back to me.
Tunisia, Tunis.
Asia, what did you say, Ayad?
Tunis. Asia,
Tunisia.
Tunisia. Tunisia. Yeah, Tina, where are you at, Tina? What's up, baby? What are you into, baby? She can't even respond to that.
You said Tina.
Trina.
If I go to Monticello, what should I notice?
That your shoes untied.
Oh, yeah, well, that helped me to have some sort of realization.
Yeah, because when you get that, if you don't tie your shoes, you'll step on your shoestrings and you'll fall the fuck down.
I'll be sure and not wear Timmy's.
Oh, no, you can wear them. Just make sure they're tied, but they'll still come untied and just notice it. And you said, what are you going to notice? What should you notice if you go to Monticello? We say, we should notice that your shoe's untied. And when you bend down to tie your shoe, then look to the left. And that caused Hannibal's invasion to Italy in the Second Punic War.
Jesus. Look, see, where are we going?
Mother Mary of Christ, the King of Glory, and Babylon falling, and the Hesed Mary, Lord, suffering, fuck cats, and damn pussies all over the place with dogs and things and camels, killing camels. They're blowing up the heads of camels all over the place. That's terrible. That they're butchering elephants
for
the cats off their
feet. I don't hear any other laughter.
You got them all on mute. You got them all on mute. That's why
they are laughing. They're mute.
Okay, everybody that's on mute, say something now. See, Bob.
Talk about
see, parallel.
You
can't hear
words. Talk about the third parallel.
Hear that, Ian? You don't even want to accept it.
Everybody just the ones want to speak. Okay, all the way up to the Battle of Zama. The Battle of Zama. 202 BC. Go ahead.
Battle of Zama.
Come on, now we're not.
Wow.
I'm gonna. You better get some. Put some order to this information. Go
it
on.
Is, Bob. It wasn't 202 BC.
Battle of Zama. He's crazy. He doesn't know time, but he throws the dates around as if there are such times. 202 BC.
No, it's the Vandal Kingdom.
Oh, the Vandals are making their move.
Yes. But serious.
Where does the what do you call those, the Aristotelians, the Peripatetics? Where does
Aristotle,
the Peripatetics go up?
Aristotle.
The Peripatetics.
Right up to Aristotle. Right before Sparta in Crete was founded.
See, now we're getting somewhere, Liza. You were being dragged along in the currents of a rapid river. You must bring it back to the Plato-Aristotle debate. Always comes back to that. Samuel Taylor Coleridge said, a man is either a Platonist or an Aristotelian. There's no choice. That's all. The choice is limited to that.
Ian, where was Bob during the Battle of Zama?
I was yucking it up over with the Celts, wasn't it?
Oh, no, you were not. You were fighting, trying to kill people over the difference between nature and nurture.
You hear that? I catalyzed academic arguments and went to war over them. Is it nature or nurture?
Over the River Kwai.
We were there having a nice seminar. All of a sudden, I pull up my guns and just start shooting everybody.
He's had a great show as long as he keeps reading. replaying rewrite, and he goes to sleep for a few hours. Every time he says that, he has a great show. It's the whole damn thing is recorded all over, and he practices it back and forth, and then he catches himself laughing at himself when he laughs at himself for laughing at himself when he's laughing up. It's too much fun.
Too funny.
And Socrates was a homosexual.
You mean Socrates, Ion?
John Locke.
John Locke.
Pederast.
What about John Locke?
He's a pederast.
And Jean Jacques Rousseau.
Oh, that guy was everything. Every sin under the sun.
Oh, I bleed your log.
Yeah, bring in the Sufis.
Might as well. Nobody else does.
But you were saying it was all about Aristotle and Plato. And on January 16th...
Easy there, Trigger.
It sounds like a horse. Was that Bill of Canada? Let's just check that. Was that? We have Bill from Canada. Oh, no, he dropped off. He couldn't take it.
And he's been on mute for days.
The only person on mute is Beverly Peterson. What do you think of that, Beverly? The only one on mute. What's that, give you a stigma or what? Can you handle that, Beverly?
Oh, I'm not too offended because I just arrived a few minutes ago.
That's right. You have to wait in line. It's like you're standing outside the club. We have to wait for a few people to leave before we can let you in.
Unless you tip Bob $20 at the door, then you ride in, because that equals 1/4 of ice cream with sprinkles.
Yeah. Then you'll be VIP then.
Oh, yeah, no. She gives me $20, and I look at it and says, oh, you don't have to do that. And I give it back. I wouldn't know what to do with it. Okay, Leon. You haven't spoken in months.
Leon.
Yes. Sorry about that. I was going to ask about...
Why are you sorry, Leon? He hadn't had you off mute in a year, so how could you speak? That's the way that goes. Leon's been on hold for 9 days, but he doesn't speak very much. And when he does, we don't really have... We just don't recognize Leon. Leon's just sort of holding back because every time we unmute him, he says he's sorry, and we thought he was Leon.
How do I get out of sorry, and do I need to move into sugar or something different?
Well, you could pour some sugar
Leon,
on me.
We speak English. We speak English around here, Leon. Try it again.
Fancy joint.
Come on, Leon. Try it again.
I get stuck.
All right. Can you guys hear me clearly, though?
No, not that clearly. Yeah, you're a little blurry.
All right.
Exactly how you sound, Leon. You hear that, Leon?
That too. I'm like,
okay, give it a go, Leon. Speak clearly. No, try it, enunciate it. You may lose your place in the lineup, but we don't let you back in.
Try to talk right. You're speaking well.
Do it right.
Elocution is not winning today. Let's go for talk right.
I heard that Thomas Jefferson was fascinated or not offended by spider webs. Is that correct?
Not offended by spider web for the listening.
Is that all you heard, or?
Is that all we heard? Yeah, it's all we heard.
Yes.
You only heard that rumor. It was the only one.
Had an erection regarding spider webs. Okay, that's for the listening few. They're falling like flies, so don't worry. There's going to be room for everybody in a minute. They're jumping out of windows right now, trying to figure it out which way it is. Okay, had an erection regarding spider webs, Thomas Jefferson. Yes, that's correct.
No, did he even inspire, especially like buildings and stuff like that, or?
He didn't mind spider webs in buildings. He didn't mind spider webs in nature.
I definitely didn't mind. Anytime I saw a spider web, I burned down the building.
With fire he borrowed. He didn't even have any.
If I heard rumors that buildings had spider webs, boom, off he went.
Bob's job.
Well, no, I heard that he didn't like his mates to knock down the spider webs. Is that true?
Well, if he didn't, they would have taken over the world by now, wouldn't they?
What'd you say about the maids?
The maids were not allowed to clean up the spider.
They weren't allowed to knock them down.
As I heard.
Nice.
Is that true?
Well,
I am?
Who are you hearing this from? What kind of juvenile delinquents are you hanging out with?
He was watching an episode of The Munsters, and Lily Munster would spray spider webs all over everything. So he saw that, and Herman came home and knocked his head in the spider web, and they showed it, and that's what happened. And that's a mock, if you look at the way that's laid up with the stairs and the setup of Monticello, the same cupola and everything. That's a representation of how spider webs would look in Monticello. Yellow nail if they didn't allow them to blow. So that's all there is. Wow. Grandpa was in the basement working on transcendental meditation.
He was a hesychast. Hesychastic. From Mount Athos in Greece. Ian, let's hear something about Mount Athos. Are they like the best parallel worlder mystics on the planet? Mount Athos, A-T-H-O-S, in a peninsula in Greece, maybe the Adriatic Sea.
1313 Mockingbird Lane.
What city?
No.
Come on, I tell us something about Mount Athos. So there's an interesting place. Come on. Mount Athos, what goes on there? They've been meditating for thousands of years there. They're the original Sufi whack jobs.
It's who Al Lewis was trying to talk to.
Come on, Ion. Tell us something about the politics. LaRouche indicts Mount Athos, says they're terrible people. Come on. Finally, I found a topic I'm interested in.
Well, we're not. It's greasy.
Do they know about us? Are they concerned about us?
Good Lord, no.
Are there any Venetians in the 418 group? Any Venetian oligarchs?
Not one.
Well, we have to cycle back and get Mount Athos. Watch for
Argon Oris.
Bygone Oris?
Okay, let's try this
Scott again. Scott Norris's brother.
We're going to do this through the words of Leon, so you get it really clear.
Okay, go ahead, Leon.
A-G-I-O-N-O-R-O-S.
You get that, Leon?
Not exactly. I'll go back over that.
Macedonia, 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 place you want to go.
So what is Macedonia?
Oh, no, that's Macedonia. That's a song. Or no, maybe that's My Sharona. Yeah, no, that's it, My Sharona. That's the one. Bob likes
I like that one.
It's like, it's like.
No, I like that one. Yeah, I like that one. Oh. Who was that?
My Sharona. That was me.
Okay, so come on, Leon.
And
some stuff
the
on
Simone Petra and the Simone Petra Monastery.
So, Leon, do you have another question?
Not at the moment. Let me call back in so it'll be a little bit easier for me to participate.
Okay.
Bob, why did you mention the Phoenicians?
I mentioned the Venetians, Venice. Though Ion says Syrophoenicians, the Syrophoenicians, P-H-O-E, are connected to the Venetians somehow. Ion has suggested that the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just came across the Phoenicians. Ion, that night when we were talking to Marshall McLuhan through you, what part of Marshall McLuhan
was... Oh, yeah, that was sad. Wasn't that sad?
The poor boy. He has not been his full self since he passed on. That was a shocker when he died.
Corinne's still not over it.
But what were we talking about? What was your question about it?
The illegitimate children that were flocking boots.
What about McLuhan, Leah?
Yeah. My question was, what part of Marshall McLuhan were we talking to?
The worst parts, apparently.
Was it like his soul, or was it residue? What was it that was answering us?
Oh, no. Maybe. See, that would be gone forever, ever, ever, if it wasn't for Bob and that damn coach house. He's locked it in to this age-old, messed-up stuff, and Margaret running around burning the place down.
That's Margaret Stewart.
Oh, yeah, detail, that's not King. Plantagenet. That's not Plantagenet. That's the Stuart line. That's right.
What's the Stuart line?
Margaret's secretary.
Okay. Yeah, because when Ezekiel came through and, you know, Ezekiel, he's alive, he's ascended, and I wanted to compare what part of Ezekiel were we talking to when he came through.
The one who lived in Babylon.
Did Ezekiel himself come through and talk to us?
Yes.
Now, he never died. He actually walked into the room.
Okay, yeah, because he's still alive. He's ascended.
Yeah.
So I answered the Ezekiel from Babylon.
He's where you're going, Eliza. You're heading his way. There must be some cowboy song. We're heading Ezekiel's way.
I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home.
Oh, yeah, that's a song that Ion sent you last week. He put it up in the Goober Snatcher.
That Goober Snatcher is something else, ain't it?
Yeah. Goober Snatcher.
We like it when you're on the Goober Snatcher.
Yeah, that's the millennial temper.
E-flat.
He's got a new looky box. He's always wanting to brag and show it off and let everybody look at it. But once everybody's seen it, they've gone all the way over it, and they see it hangs a little to the left, then what else are they going to do?
What's the tallest wave I'm going to surf, Ion?
Third temple.
Ion, what's the tallest wave I'm going to surf?
The third temple.
Look at that. Trina says, I'm afraid of spires and dirty hands. Where did you get that idea, Trina? Did Ion say that?
See, it's an architectural arachnid apparition.
Is it true?
Trina makes up rumors. Trina won't say a word to Ion, scared shitless, but she's stirring up shit on the chat line. What kind
Ain't
of schizoid?
I'm talking to you. Can't you hear me?
Are you mad at men? Are you mad at men, Trina?
Well, she's on the Goober Snatcher. She can't be afraid of me. She's working on the Goober Snatcher.
I'm talking. Can you hear me, Bob? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Is it not true you're afraid of spiders and dirty hands?
No, I'm not afraid of dirty hands.
Not afraid of
hands. I do not like sticky hands. When I'm in the kitchen eating, because Carol won't make any food in a plate or bowl, I have to eat raw fruit in the sink and over the sink so it gets all over my hands. That's why I'm washing my hands. Now, spiders, I have no problem with spiders. We got lots
it's
of spiders
so fun because he washes his hands before he goes to the bathroom, though. That's the best part.
Yeah,
so
I do do that.
That he'll be all right. He washes before.
No, when I'm New York City. Yeah, I wash my hands before I touch my private parts in New York City because my hands have been in very disgusting places. Her name was Matilda.
That's
me.
Oh my God.
Took you guys a minute. A little slow on that one.
That was fast. Ion, I was wondering about the 33rd parallel again. And that it being
again,
off by 11:03.
It's like a fetish. Ion, I was wondering about the 33rd parallel again.
Well, it being off by 11 degrees, is that part of the North and South Pole flipping or the veil thinning more?
No, that's all been gone for some time. You know, it's kind of like President Trump. They're still running primaries, but he's still already the president. He's making every decision. He's going to decide who's just on the Supreme Court. He's going to run it every way he runs it. There's the way he wants it, and that's how it's going to go. And y'all are going to wait to see if Bernie Sanders lives through the next little series of Super Tuesday or not, and to see if it does or not. But he's going to hang in for the long time. Everybody just send $3. Just send $3. You don't have to give me millions. I just need $3 from all of you. Send $3. Yes, my wife will cash the checks. Don't worry. Just send $3. Just $3.
When you were talking about the Eastern Bloc closing, I think it was Kim when she was going to go over to Europe, and you said take a Sudoku book because you might be there a while. I mean, I want to go to Holland.
Sudoku.
And he just put that little plug in there when she was talking about she should extend her stay and see the castles. And Ion said, well, if you do, take a book because you might get stuck there and be there a while.
It's like Clark. She was mad at her mama because her mama had her daddy floated, and then he turned around, and when he had it floated, then he really thought it was Tiberius' son. So he thought he had turned his daddy in for messing up the ark. And then when he got him floated, then he turned around, and Clark was so mad that he got killed by the grounders. The grounders killed him on the earth after the 100 years went by. And then he turned around, and it was so cool because then Clark had to find out that her mama, who was killed in the ship, really wasn't killed. She got thrown off of the Brexit, when they came back down to Earth. Then what happens? They find out that she's still alive, that Clark's still alive, the mama's still alive, everybody's alive, and that Lincoln does indeed thrive.
What's the name of the show?
The 100. Yeah, they had to leave the Earth because of the radiation and the Armageddon, and then they came back 97 years later and sent 100 kids down to Earth to see if they could live.
Prisoners,
yeah. It's a good show. But that's why we may get stuck in Europe.
Better take a Sudoku. If you can find the samurai Sudoku, that's the best. That's like 5 Sudokis put together in 1 Sudoku. It's in the Washington Post on Sunday. But the samurai Sudoku, now that's a good old good one right there. That's a good one, good one. Yeah, do that one.
Okay. Are you going over there, Trina?
Well, I would like to go to Switzerland and take a riverboat trip to Holland. But it looked like Iron was kind of warning us. It's not a good time to do that this year.
You can take a river ride from the Swiss mountains all the way to Holland?
Yeah, to Amsterdam. So you can take a riverboat trip from Switzerland to Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. But maybe I'll wait until 2017.
I was in Switzerland in August 2014, and I was just appalled. These people live on the side of the mountains. Why do that? I mean, talk about being embedded in the now or in the past. Why live on the side of these cold, ridiculous places? Man, people don't realize you can go anywhere today. You don't have to stay in your little village.
Global village. We put you an example of it on the Goober Snatch.
They aren't even human. I mean, they got their house on the side of the mountains, and they're not even worried about them. A little earthquake just knocking them off. I mean, who in their modern right mind would live in such a precarious situation?
See, that's the problem with the idioms as they're presented. They don't know anything else, so they like it. It's like rough. They like it rough. It's like rough engagement or intercourse. And then you turn around and you say, well, painful intercourse is better than none at all, and that's how you go.
Having a house on the side of the mountain is better than having no house at all.
Apparently. Well, I guess that would be abhorrently, wouldn't it, Bob?
Abhorrently.
Yeah.
Aberrantly.
Did you get a speech pathologist to go help Leon yet?
No, Leon just had to get another phone.
Phone, and it says, oh, that's much better. The pathology sessions are helping. That's good.
Well, Dr. Dean is up.
Yay, we can start.
We can start now. Okay, come on, somebody.
Bob, when you were talking about inventions, back, you know, you're saying to ask kind of about inventions. You know, I spent like 6 years before Ion, of course, meditating, trying to get information from the other side to invent something. But then when you and Carolyn came about and Ion, and you brought in the RNA and Coldplay and soon living water, I mean, it seemed like, okay, what could we invent that would be better than that? So that's kind of when I stopped even wanting to.
Living water and Bob calls it bread of living water life, yeah.
So I'm thinking, well, you know, it really wasn't important to invent something for the little man after these things.
You notice he ain't talking about much that anymore, that much anymore. He did, but when he quits talking about something, you just get ready. Get ready. Yeah,
I remember him saying certain events had to happen first. So that means his silence is those things are about to happen.
Yeah, one of them was that Trina had to talk to Ion.
Hallelujah. Well, and I thought, I'm happy and ready for more. And my ready for more must mean I need to get in and talk and learn to speak. So here I am, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm happy and ready for more.
Oh, that's right, Bob. You said two things had to happen first, right?
Yeah. One of them was holding the fort. One of them was a Trina Toxion, the cosmic Trina, representing the lesbian caucus.
Oh, were you aware? Vern was. Vern was aware. Were you aware? Vern was aware.
Bernie. We sent Bernie $4.
No.
Screwed his
no.
accounting.
Vern.
Oh, Vern Christensen. Vern, Dave Worcester. Yeah, the cosmic. What about Vern? What are you saying about him?
He was aware.
Yes, you keep mentioning him.
Yes, he's coming back. He's coming back just like he said.
How's he going to do that?
You'll see.
He'll do it at Dave's funeral? See? I know. No, just get a Sears catalog, look up an object, see, I'm going to make a better version of that. You don't have to start off.
Super Sears and Roebuck or Belt and Gallops?
Either one. But, just sort of start looking at some objects and run them by the flagpole. See if you can get some traction. You got that, Trina?
What do you mean? Explain yourself.
Well,
look at objects.
Yeah, look at catalogs of objects and see what ideas you get. Like you say, okay, there's a lawnmower. Is there a way we can make a better lawnmower?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you're saying. Well, how about all the legalized marijuana? If we could make marijuana that didn't smell, that
don't
would be
go
away the, get rich
you're
quick.
In your little world. That's all you're fucking concerned about, your own little...
making a lawnmower better?
We're trying to get beyond your lifestyle and your personal opinions and that, explore something beyond yourself, like better...
Let's get a lawnmower that suppresses the sound of lawnmowers.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
There you go. How is it that we can go to the moon and we still have lawnmowers that kill your ears?
Every morning. Yeah.
Ion.
That's good one, Trina. Start your project right now.
There you go. See? Noise.
Grass has just evolved. You didn't have grass. Most people wouldn't have grass around. They swept their yard every day. It was hard, firm dirt. They didn't have grass. Grass is what common people did. They didn't have grass, so they didn't have lawnmowers. They weren't loud. They didn't cause carbon. Although we like all the smell of the cutting the grass, it's like watermelon. But Vern is coming back, like he said.
Vern is coming back. He's called Chris now. Have respect for his name change, Ion. It's funny, Kelly. He calls him Vern. He remembers his original name. That's pretty good, Ion.
High upon a mountain of transfiguration, an angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't stand here grieving, for the one that you see leaving is like manners coming back for you and me.
Hey, look, Dave Neufeld's back. Dave Neufeld, he'll have some fucking questions. Take it away, Dave, and send something.
He's been here for days. He just refreshed his screen. We're sorry. Three people died. Guy got his suit, blew her brains out, waiting on him. He's in a little puddle now, waiting eternally.
At least you got eternity to wait.
Go ahead, Dave. Let's see what you come up with.
Vern will split the eastern sky, and I believe he's coming back like he said.
So you're talking about lawnmowers. How can you make one that doesn't make noise? I guess they're too obvious.
We don't worry about it because in Canada, they don't have any money to buy any lawnmowers, so it's okay. It's no worries. They're just throwing it all in peas.
We have goats.
Goats are good, and angora goats do the lawn. Soon you're going to get hungry, and you're going to have to kill the goat and eat the goat. And then what you going to do?
Good question. You got to find someone else who has a goat, I guess.
Oh, you got to go back to the old school, the old vinyl best, with the real 78.
Spiderweb
technology. Some real Arthur Murray stuff.
That'll bring it back.
Hey, Dave, see if you can use this. Could this help your career in any way? Listen to this.
someone else. I can tell by the way you carry yourself.
You like that, Dave?
That's hot. I mean, a few people have caught that vibe. I mean, among others, Alicia Keys. In some ways, her career sort of, she broke herself kind of doing a tune with that vibe. Would you call that Ion? Remember, I forget what her first thing was. It was great. You know, and Dusty in Memphis is another example of copying that kind of super vibe.
Sam Cooke, Twisting the Night Away.
Yeah, I love Sam Cooke. I had a little Sam Cooke period. I think some people do.
Wait till his new stuff comes out. It'll be the new old stuff. It'll be great.
That could be pretty fucking hot.
I think it's really crazy that we're talking about inventing new stuff. Neufeld comes along who likes to invent old stuff.
Yeah, we're back in 1964.
Like rebuilt, destroyed inventions.
Exact destroyed missions. Aborted missions.
He'll burn a house down for a cobweb. Don't worry about it.
Because right. It's a friendly like neighborhood. The cobweb. Spider web.
Yeah. Dave, you like to stuff fetuses back in the womb and cancel the abortion.
Only if they're partial birth.
What about the lawnmower? Two things about that. What are the two things? I don't know if it would work. One, there's sound cancellation technologies, the exact same sound that's happening. It's obviously, a noise from a lawnmower is a pretty complex broadband wave.
No. It's just a two-cycle engine.
No, I know, but the noise that it makes is pretty like multi-spectrum and pretty complex waveforms. So to get the exact waveforms, all of them, simultaneously in, out of phase, would theoretically, would it cancel a sound or would it just cancel it in that area so you'd still
just
see it
like
if you...
Just like a helicopter. You can have noise silencing helicopters.
Lawnmowers really?
It can be done exactly the same way. Well, really, you know, when they go stealth, you don't hear them, and it matches the frequency. So
is that what they've done? So they've almost created a barrier that is out of phase, and then there's no sound that goes beyond that then, or cancels it out beyond that as well? Not just at that one intersection?
If it's equal, it'll still be sound, but you won't hear it.
Right. Just cancel it out completely. In the case of just conventional lawnmowers, what about just a really good muffler that's very small and lightweight? How come the little ones, they don't really baffle too much of the noise? I mean, it would be really loud without it.
They aren't supposed to. The muffler muffles it, but it keeps it from overheating.
So it acts as a bit of a heat shroud, or not shroud, but like heat fins as well? Or is it the shape of the chamber, the way it allows the exhaust to exit and the pressure that it maintains? Is that part of the heat regulation?
Bob keeps playing with the buttons. It's so much fun. He's got a new toy. He doesn't know how to work.
Yeah, sorry, Dave.
I know. Isn't that screwy? Your DJ finesse, isn't that where you're doing a wedding now and it's like someone hit you with a new mixer and you're like, which is, dude, I used to know how to do this. Well, fuck, man. Yeah. I can't, how am I going to do this suavely?
I'll be fresh as hell. I'll be fresh as hell when the feds watching. Yeah, that's the one. Rip and Kevin fresh Gates. Kevin Gates. Yeah. And Kevin Gates, perfect in repeat, perfect imperfection. You say you don't like me, well then shut up or kill me. Mm-hmm. Or our favorite, a little Yo Gotti, cold blood in the nigger. No love in the nigger. That's all.
What happened, Bob? The old computer's out. Did you have a meltdown or something?
It had a spider web, so he set it on fire.
Spider web infiltration. The Android memes, they've locked on to spiders, too.
No, I was just muting everybody, and
bots,
I muted Ion
and
by accident.
And bots.
Yeah.
Bots.
You know, I'm amazed about the spider web technology, is how much from their little bodies, whatever they eat, the little bit of meat or bugs or water or whatever they get, they can squirt all these sticky spider webs, so many of them. And not only that, you come back months like later when they've long gone and they're still really sticky, and it's a crazy technology.
That's lysine.
I've heard of that word or compound before, but that's what they're producing.
Yeah, we haven't heard of it yet. We're waiting on Dr. Dean to figure it out for us, though, but maybe one day it'll be good.
You know what? They don't really think in the way that we think of thinking, and yet they do so much stuff, so they're sort of thinking, but it's not
really autonomic. It's autonomic. They respond like you put a spider in the corner. This is good. We'll develop this. A spider is scared of everything. A spider sits and lays in wait. A spider sits in the back. But let me tell you a secret. You put a spider in the corner, or like non-physical or something like that, that's in the beast form, an arachnid, I guess is that they call it. You put that a great big old monster right there in the corner, and you get a little bitty spider in that corner, and you hem it up for that spider doesn't think it has any way up. That damn spider will charge you like you are a rhinoceros.
Hmm.
No overlook back. Scared to death.
So you're saying they're fearless in some situations, and they're cautious in other situations?
In every situation where it's like, yeah, I'm going to eat you, or you're going to be, come on here, you, and put a few extra.
Right, they give it all.
Me or you one seem to get an ass whooping. We don't know which one, but one of us seem to get one. There you go.
Hey, I had a few little questions prepared if you want to continue developing.
Oh, that's so nice. We like that. Did you want answers to those questions?
Ahead, yeah. Questions. Let's start something.
But now, don't use too many words. Don't use too many words because you
don't try not to
develop. You don't have to convince us. Just Bob.
Okay. What's the closest planet to us, distance-wise,
Mars,
with a similar or comparable evolution?
Mars. Is this like rapid fire? Can we do a little rapid fire? Good. Go ahead.
I could. Well, I don't know.
As fast as you can. Same as
yeah.
No. 11.
Okay.
16.
How many similar to Uranus. Ours in the Milky Way? How many?
I already answered it. Next. Come on. Send the recording.
Oh. Sorry. The machine didn't hear you. You're too swift for
this. You're going old time. You can put it in the vinyl later and then copy it.
Okay.
Digitize it. All right. You can make the business that we're running and have a great time. You can put it. You can master it. You can remix it and bring it back.
Market it.
More bass. You can
market
it. You can put it all back in. Bring it down. Even after the scratches from the radio coming in the 78. Yeah.
Get the money check coming in.
Al Joseph. Money check. Al Joseph.
It was really real.
Yes.
It matters.
Yeah.
What about red dwarf?
Never.
Solar.
Ever. No. Never.
Better report be stable.
17. If you don't mind, if Ethel Merman is not offended.
Yeah. Give me
broken
Ethel
social scene. It'll be better.
That right. An update of Ethel Merman. Here, we're gonna bring you back. This is your vibe right at the moment. You'll get resonance. All right, time's up. What about red dwarf solar systems that are reported to be stable over a long period? They say that evolution planets could, like a planet would have a lot of time to evolve, like a thing would stay stable for a long period.
No, it won't. There is no time, so it won't have a lot of time. It's eternal. See, this is the most ridiculous thing. It's,
I know. Well,
okay.
I'm okay. Let's pretend we got like let's say our Milky Way.
Let's don't pretend because it doesn't apply. You're trying to make. You just got a new planet. Okie dokie. You just got a new planet that just got here. Did it have plenty of time to get here? No. We would say it's here all the time. Is it? No. Is it not? Did you find it? How'd you? Then all of a sudden,
but it exists
you lost
now.
Pluto.
Let's say.
Yeah. Well, no way. You lost Pluto. Where the fuck did Pluto go? All your life you've had Pluto. There's not been a day of your life that there was not damn Pluto. My very educated mother made me 9 pizza pies. There was Pluto. Damn it.
It's Orwellian, isn't it?
And now there's not.
And you know what? We love Pluto. I remember that the heart when they did the flyby. That was so sweet. And also it has 2 moons. That's pretty happening. And actually, you guys were talking about 2 or 3 weeks ago because it was in the news about them now theorizing there's a really large object, planetary object of sorts that maybe has, you know, many thousands of years orbit or whatever. What's it called? Nivea?
The event? We did a whole TV damn show about it, so you can see all about it. That's Bob and the Lizard People.
You know what? Check it on Couch Tuner or whatever. It's there. What I saw on a show, they're just saying basically just in our Milky Way alone, they're thinking there's potentially billions of solar systems or whatever, and then they talk about the Goldilocks zone where it's close enough into the sun where water would be in about a liquid state, not a gas or frozen.
That's the Calendine quadrant of the chart.
Okay, you want to go there?
We go every day. That's where we get our water.
I report into work there every day. We're doing alternative stuff now. What,
and so, Bob, he's deluded to think we're actually interested in him. Isn't this great?
How often are there humanoid-type species on planet? Is that normal for, you know, something to have two arms,
all day, every
two legs?
Day. As normal as it is for humans to be in Grand Central Station.
Yeah, eh?
You betcha.
And are we already... We have not, like, physically seen this, right?
Over and rotting in the grave, as far as this time, thing of time is concerned.
Like, normally I would say forms are governed by, you know, gravity and atmosphere and...
Well, now they found out, guess what, this is what's so great. They just found out that all of physics is fucked. There is no fucking physics anymore. It's all over. It's all done. Every rule, each eye is gone, EMC squaring right. There is no force equal. There is no gravitational push. There's only gravitational pull. Everything. They don't even understand how air works. They don't know nothing.
How much of all of this is governed by magnetism and energy fields? Like, how much does that shape?
It's the unlawful degree of magnetism. That's right. Bob's got a recording on that.
An unlawful degree of magnetism?
Yeah, that's our law. We count to the law of attraction with the unlawful degree of magnetism.
Yay. That's old school. Now, you like old school, so our brightest and best new stuff is actually already old stuff. So isn't that pretty cool? You can obfuscate it, get it, make it, undo it, do it, and it's still better than Wonder Bread for 1,000 years.
You've created substance.
Well, you'll see.
What do you mean?
Galactic.
Just that. You'll see. Galactic. You can't. Carolyn, Bob, you can't be talking shit. What are you talking about? She'll warp you with a wooden spoon. You better stop that. She'll cut off your ice cream money. You keep on. You've been down this little rabbit hole before. Just saying. You better behave.
I can't wait to say this to Scott Woods, Dave. Scott Woods is going to get over this one. This will blow his brain.
Hey,
rapid
a lot
fire
of
with Dave Neufeld.
Yeah. Does a lot of communication take place in the audio spectrum?
None in the audio spectrum. That's why
really?
Change it never. No, that's why your music, but people, well, some people, well, too, well, a half
maybe
person
none.
Likes your stuff.
Brent,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
A half person likes a lot of your stuff sometimes. But you keep on slinging it out there, like slinging manure against the wall. Some of it sounds as thick as you throw it up on it.
Some of it'll get some plants growing out of it.
You know, when you go to the zoo and you know you're having a good day until the monkey starts throwing shit at you, then you know that.
I'm alive. I'm here.
Throwing shit at you. Like, you got to do it. Here we go. Got to do it. Because then people get used to that. Once they get used to it, then they won't have anything else. And that's why your gig or your vibe or your stasis is so apropos, because it brings back people to where they were. And if you keep going, you're going to reinvent Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty and Kitty Wells and Wanda Jackson, that sweet little darling girl with a filthy mouth. You know what I mean?
Wanda Jackson.
Rockabilly. You get some fun stuff. It'll be good.
Hey. You want me to keep 20 questioning it or no?
This is good. If I get the sound up, okay, bring the sound
up. Get it up, Bob. Come on, Bob. Get it up, Bob.
I can't find it.
Put some renew on it. That'll get it up.
Sunflower, Bob.
Come on, Palmer. You can do it. Come on, Palmer. You can do it.
Yeah, why? It's like not working.
Let me out of here.
Why wasn't it coming? Down flowers.
You didn't
up.
Get it because you couldn't get it up. That's why.
Volume. Look, it's plain.
It's late.
Sorry, guys, it ruined the momentum.
Have you got your headset plugged in?
Yeah. It's what's missing here? Oh, maybe this. No.
Right, this one. Right, the other one.
The Skype is screwed up.
Oh, damn.
I got a call, and I got to cancel that, put that off. I can't bring up the headset. It doesn't matter. It's not off. So it's a mystery.
Wrapped in an enigma.
Yeah, inside a riddle.
A paradox, as it were.
Inside a burrito.
Yeah, all right, Timmy.
So, Dave, what was that question? question about audio that you were asking.
Because I was wondering, like they say, like on Venus and other places, sound is completely different. So I'm wondering if, you know, sound in our particular atmosphere gives a bias, you know, because this birds use, a lot of creatures use sound as sort of a dominant sort of, you know, messaging and communication mm-hmm. sort of means. So I'm just wondering on other planets, if they didn't have similar atmospheres, but, or different ones, if maybe it would lend itself more to a visual bias or a telepathic bias or.
Whales do it in the butt.
And what did Ion say about the bias of sound on other planets?
We said whales do it in the butt.
Is it like the tree falling in the forest and no one's around to hear it, that defines sound on that planet?
Well, no, but actually, no, it's about the signage. You have to tell someone that to figure that part out because they don't notice if they don't hear it. See? So if you got to put, if you put up a sign up and says, if trees fall, sound is subject to occur, then you have a bias that you've established. You're looking for sound. That's what Dave Neufeld's done all his life. He's looking for that sound that's gone, mm-hmm. that old day, the old yesteryear that he's trying to achieve somehow, that from the watery grave where Dale's
hooked on a feeling
in the butt. Maybe hooked on a feeling, that's right, but just that fine little line there, whatever the new techno, what is that awful person Bob invented,
Quoker.
Marshall Jeffries? The crazy music where he hits on a stick and then he has the electro-like orchestra, the Tiesco stuff, all that.
Right.
Stuff.
Laptop music.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it. But see, Bob had to tell somebody that was. Once he told them that it was, then they were looking for it. And then all of a sudden it caught on, and now he's doing really well, getting money checks and everything. But that's something that was not. But Bob didn't tell them that it was. So now you've got something. You're trying to tell everybody what we used to be was. And that's why Karen's asking about the inventive position of sound. That sound is meaningful and has a persuasion or a capsulation. Not an encapsulation, a capsulation. It's like capsicum. Or capsaicin, it's how it works in the body. Same way sound affects your body, because I can make a sound that shakes your body to the quaking fit that will change your actual sinus rhythm. We can change your sinus rhythm. We can bump your
Ion. Is there sound on other planets?
Yes.
There you go, Dave. There's your
answer. And you know what? It's interesting that you talk about what you're just saying there. Most times with the use of sound, it's kind of like you're building a structure to present a song and use it as a lyric or if it's a vocal song. So it's kind of, there's sort of, you know, conventions. Whereas what you're talking about is almost like where the sound itself starts like affecting you on a deep level, depending how you tune it.
Ours is appendage. Ours is Nat King Cole.
And he's zoning in on that. Why? Because of his timbres and also his emotion and what he's...
It's part of
his performance and what he can deliver.
Because we help him.
So he's zoned in when he's doing it, and so it's all that stuff is coming through, so people sense that and they feel cozy?
Yeah, he can croon when smoke gets in your eyes. I mean, what's fun about that? When smoke gets in your eyes, he makes it something sexy out of it. It's crazy.
I've never heard his version of it, though. He's done covers of almost everything. What a workaholic guy, too. He would come in and, like, record an album, and then he'd re-record it in Spanish. And even though he didn't speak Spanish, they'd just write out phonetically, like, okay, why did he die so early?
He's not dead. He's still a mule.
Well, it's true. In terms of his being a dad for Natalie Cole or that kind of physical thing, why did he go so early? Wasn't he having a good time?
Bob, you have to help him. He's not gone.
Yeah, a lot of these singers and performers, they died young. Did they just get so ethereal that they just drifted off, Ion?
Yeah, they had to step away because if they were still here, they couldn't be famous. It's like Ken Curtis.
Who is Ken Curtis?
But Dave likes the old school, so...
I'm not sure if I know them. Him.
Well, then you should go back to the old school. Maybe that will help.
Someone should start a school called the old school.
That way you can find all the old things that you're trying to achieve that are there, and everybody can have them, and they're there for everybody, and most people know what it is. And then guess what? Forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. Because guess what? We have a cloud. The cloud's going to have everything. So everything that's out today is going to be in the cloud. So you got to know nothing. Nothing. Just forget about it. You don't need to know nothing. This ain't a thinking man's game, and you think we can get rid of the thinking man. Because the little man that thinks thoughts, that thinks thoughts, that thinks he's offering aptitudes of creation are all but a passing, fleeting fancy. Don't worry about it. You'll just go to the cloud, and you'll get what we say the cloud is, and you'll enjoy it. Or not.
Well, what about then? Some people might want thinking just as a hobby, as a pastime. It's still viable or something to
fleeting.
Do.
Fleeting.
But then what else is there? How is the cloud any different of the way information? Obviously, it's different in that it obviously, like you said, you don't even need to know
it. It holds everything that is. You don't know any. And actually, you actually don't. Every bastion that you laid down in the furrow of life is supposed to be sown and reaped for a larger, better, more superhuman experiment here on planet Earth. So far, all you've done is made a magnesium that's going to sustain Big Pharma. Isn't that hysterical? You're actually saving the ones that are destroying you. We think it's priceless.
Was the objective to really destroy anything?
Well, you do. That's the only way to know it's good is to be without it. The sound that you're trying to find, the needle's hung on the Victrola again. Crank the Victrola, Bob. The sound you're trying to get has been lost. If it were not lost, you'd still have it. You wouldn't have to create it. You wouldn't have to look for it.
You don't need it.
You wouldn't have to chase it.
Not necessary.
You wouldn't have to find it. You'd have it. It's like money. If you have money, you don't want it. It's the last thing you want. It's a bother. Ask Bob. It's the most cumbersome thing of his day. Yeah.
So what is necessary?
Count it and chase it. And Amanda Blake. That's necessary.
What is necessary? I missed the last thing you said. Amanda what?
Amanda. Wait for it. Blake. Yes, that's right. That's necessary.
Do all roads lead to?
Well, yours will.
So ion, is magnesium going to save Big Pharma? Because when you take it properly, then you can still take drugs and they don't kill you?
Correct. So it basically makes a super LSD. We're surprised people aren't on that already.
So they can go and bathe in Jesus' holy water and it works?
You have no idea. Once they actually get a balance between the magnesium and the Axiom water, you ain't seen nothing yet. Ta-da.
No comment. No comment.
Hey, Carol, nice.
We commented.
I've been distracted with the my sound here is fucked up. So I've missed the notes. What have you guys been talking about the last 15 minutes?
It's in the archive, Bob.
Big Pharma.
This is recorded, Bob. You know this is recorded. Yeah. What are you talking about? You're not live.
I'm going back
crazy.
To it. Magnesium.
He never has. That's
that
right.
Hey, I
what's a worthwhile activity?
Coitus.
And besides that? Or just more of it, or just making sure that that's happening, or enjoying it.
Well, we say you get good at that, and then we'll tell you the next things. You're not ready for the red room yet, though, big boy. Tell him, Bob. He has no idea. We don't need to hurt him. Don't go too far. You get good at coitus. You get real proficient at coitus. You start nutting at least once a day, you'll be all right.